CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Last night at the Shelley Beach Golf Club, shout out to the Shelley Beach Golf Club, they had an event last night, Dinner with the Swans. I went out there and hosted it.
They do this every year, don't they?
Yeah, they do it every year at Shelley Beach. It's such a good setting there at Shelley Beach Golf Club.
I love Shelley Beach.
In their function room, you overlook the golf course. It's an amazing spot. So if you want to book anything, maybe head out there. But so I was there last night, second year running, hosting it. You know, we're a year into the breakfast show now, doing this thing. Last year, had only been here for a week or two. So, you know, I was feeling myself last night hosting the...
I was feeling myself, Producer Rachel. Are you listening to this? I was feeling myself last night. I was killing it. I was feeling it.
I'm trying to set up this story here from last night.
Oh, that's too good. Producer Rach, grab that piece of audio just to use whenever we want.
I have instant regret for saying that. I'll tell you who was there last night, though. Adam Spencer. Yeah, comedian, been on Spicks and Specs. He hosted Triple J Breakfast for years, ABC Breakfast Radio, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was a coastie.
Is he a coastie?
Yeah, he's from the coast, Adam Spencer.
Okay, whereabouts?
I don't know if he wants me to reveal.
Oh, okay. Fair
round about the same area as Casey Chambers, round about that area.
Oh, so...
round about the area of Casey Chambers. Anyway, I'll let you think about that.
Copacabana.
Oh, I don't know, just around it.
So Copa, Voca,
just the
around
area,
there, probably
the
at Copa.
Nah, well, who knows? anyway, so he was there last night. He was the Swans' number one ticket holder last season. So they
was
made
he?
Him, yeah, he was
oh,
a big
that's
deal.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, end of the night after the we interviewed the players and the dinner, and we've finished, and everyone's coming up and chatting to the players, getting photos and stuff. This guy walks over with his family. He's got a camera in his hand.
Yes.
And this happens from time to time, but the guy comes up with a camera.
Can I just say, it's 2017. Who is carrying a camera around?
It might have been a big phone.
Was it a wind-up disposable? Like, what's going on?
Had the light bulb the whole deal.
Oh, God.
Anyway, he's looking at me. He's making eye contact with me, this guy.
Because feeling yourself,
He's walking over to me, and I've gone, he's got the kids there, and I've gone, oh, hey, mate.
Oh, no. I can't even deal with this. Keep going.
I'll put my arm around his kid to get a photo. I've got my arm around his kid, this guy. And he goes, not you, Gaundy. I want a photo with Adam Spencer.
Stop touching my children.
Take a step away from the kids.
Get away from him.
And take a photo of me with Adam Spencer.
I was feeling myself, so you know.
I was no longer feeling myself.
I bet.
I was feeling very down
that
about
just
myself.
Hit you down right there.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
I went and picked up Mum and Di from the airport yesterday because she's visiting me for the week, and she told me a story that's too good not to retell. A couple of weeks ago, well, over the Christmas break, so 3-week period, I made a video compilation of where I'd asked my mum a pretty crude question.
Inappropriate questions.
Inappropriate questions. And I'd get a reaction from her that was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
And I put them all together and posted it on my Facebook page.
Went off.
It got like 1.5 million views or something crazy.
That's crazy.
So it was going around Australia. And my mum kept saying, everyone in the street, because we live in a small town back in Queensland, and everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
And everyone kept pulling her up in the street and asking her about it. And she goes, oh, I'm sick of this, Brianna.
She does like to ham it up a bit.
She likes it a little bit.
When we'd been on air for, I think, 2 days at the start of last year, she was getting around the coast saying people were asking who she was.
No, people recognised my voice. Remember, that's what she was saying. Yeah. Anyway, she told me a story yesterday, and apparently Big Steve, my dad, and her went into town to get a blood test, just a checkup, because they're getting older now, you know.
Yep, as you do.
And they both got a blood test, and they have their usual doctor. And my dad went back in to get the results for both of them because my mum couldn't make it. And they had to go to this different doctor because their doctor was away. And apparently he's like a younger doctor. And my dad's walked in there and the guy goes, oh, yeah, your results are fine. He goes, I'm going to have to get Di to come back in, though, to have another blood test.
That sounds scary. You don't want that.
I know. But I've grabbed some audio from the video that was posted that went viral, a little bit viral around Stanthorpe. And take a listen to this.
Tell them about the time you got gonorrhea.
Oh, Brianna.
Is that true, Dad?
Yes, it's true.
No, it's not.
it's not.
So everyone kept asking her if she had gonorrhea.
Of course.
And apparently...
Which you don't want. No one wants to be asked that.
And apparently this doctor goes, yeah, she needs to come back in for another blood test. And Dad freaked out and he goes, oh, why? You know, is there a problem? And he goes, no, it's just protocol. When you've had gonorrhea once, you need to come back in.
Not based just on the video.
No.
If anything, I think a blood test has been done. Gonorrhea has been found.
And maybe I just preempted the inevitable.
Exactly. So...
I have to make an apology. No. And my mum said, you better re-correct that on the air.
No, I'm going the opposite way. I'm saying 100% has it. Don't even need to ask her. Lock it in.
Mama Di has gonorrhea.
Oh, poor Di.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, 13, 12, 16 right now. How long did you mate someone hold out for?
Until you bedded them.
Yes.
Is that what they call it?
Bedding, yeah.
Yeah, you can call it that. Yeah. How long did you make someone wait before? I don't think there'd be any guys making girls wait. Do you think?
Well, Dick, it all comes down to the religion thing.
Their beliefs, and in this particular sort of story, it's Miranda Kerr's boyfriend,
Fiance.
Oh, they've engaged.
Yeah, they're engaged. You seen that ring?
Oh, yeah, actually, I did see that ring. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And apparently, he is very traditional, and she's alluded in an interview recently that they're waiting until after marriage.
Which is just, I mean, you're with Miranda, mate. Make the most of.
Give up all your beliefs. Yes. Who cares what you believe in and your religion? You
throw the beliefs out
throw
the window.
Throw them out the window when you're dating Miranda Kerr.
God, who?
Come on now. I think it works, can I
do
say?
Do you really?
When you make someone wait, what do you think, Producer H?
I think it kind of makes it more in the relationship. It's more special if you make someone wait for it. I personally cannot say that I've done that.
I've never done that.
No, I've never made someone wait, or I've never been made to wait either.
Hang on, really? So what are you saying? So are you saying after the first date?
No. Do you want me to be honest? I've never been on a date either, like a proper date.
So it's never been like a thing where you've said to someone, look, I want to wait, like let's get to know each other first.
Nah.
That's never been a thing for you ever.
Oh, respect. No. I mean, that's good. Good for you.
Gordy, you're such a bad influence.
No, I'm not. I'm just
saying,
go for it. Liberate yourself.
Hey, I'm not saying that, you know, that's a bad thing, because I've done that before. Everyone's done that. But I have, in one particular instance, made someone wait 12 weeks before.
Why 12 weeks?
I don't know why it was 12 weeks.
You said it was specific
I specifically said 12 weeks.
12 weeks countdown and everything.
I think we got to 10 and...
Oh.
But can I say...
What made you cut it 2 weeks short?
I don't know.
What made you get to 10 and go, stuff this?
Well, let's be real. 10 weeks, that's a fair while.
It's a long time. You're starting to reconsider.
But let me just say, it hooks the person in.
Does it?
Oh, they're in love.
Oh, it can work both ways. I think you could...
They can get bored,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they could get bored and...
That's,
you know,
very true. Like,
Tinder there.
What's the line?
Exactly.
You know, like, if you make them wait too long, they get bored and they go...
And they're gone.
...elsewhere. Or it just makes them crazy and they just wait forever.
Like a dog that's never been fed.
80 years old. Remember that time we said we were going to get married?
Mr. Spiegel, when is it happening? It'll happen soon, Miranda.
Soon, I'm telling you. Next year's the year.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I've been looking forward to this chat, Bree.
I'd call him the hero from Friday night.
The fight between Mundine and Green was it's a big draw card, but even bigger than that was the fight between Quade Cooper and this man, Jack McInnes, and he joined us on the show right now. Morning, Jack.
Morning.
Morning, how are you going?
Very well.
We're well, mate.
How are you doing after Friday night, Jack? You copped a few.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm all good.
You're all good.
Yeah, a few bruises, but yeah.
Mate, I've got to say, we went Friday night, we went down to watch the fight, and I had to see your fight and how it went with Quade Cooper. Did you consider yourself a chance going up against Quade?
Not fitness-wise,
right.
No. But, yeah, just...
Technically-wise, you're probably you're up there with him.
Lucky shot, okay.
How did that even come about, Jack? How did you ever... eventuate into the ring with Quade Cooper?
They were looking for a fighter for Quade, and it was me and one other bloke, and they decided to choose me, to, because all the other promoters said, oh, yeah, get Jack, he's a good fighter and all that.
Because what's your background, Jack? I mean, you've got, it was only your third professional boxing bout, but you've got other martial arts under your belt, right?
Yep, yeah, Muay Thai and K1, kickboxing, cage.
Oh, it sounds like if it had been UFC style, you would have had him.
Yeah, UFC style, still not my kind of fighting. It's on the ground.
Okay. And did you win in those other martial arts? Are you someone that won those fights? I mean, not the boxing ones, but the other ones. Have you won in that space?
Yeah, I'm 2 times Queensland champion.
Right. Okay. All right. So you got some
and,
form.
Muay Thai.
What's the reception been like after the fight, Jack? Have you been getting lots of love?
The support that I've been getting is incredible. It's awesome.
Because the population of Australia have been reeling behind you. Yeah. Everyone's been getting behind you. It's good to see.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
What did you think about the people getting stuck into you, though, a little bit, Jack? And I can say this, mate, I'm not the fittest guy getting around. Actually, when we saw the photo, Bree said, it looks like Quade's fighting you.
It actually
directed
did
at me.
It looked like that.
It looked like I was about to fight Quade. So how do you take when people say, you know, you look like you smashed a few Lamingtons heading
into
the fight?
You're not ready for a fight.
Well, all I can say to everyone that said that about me, They're not the ones that went and jumped in the ring with Quade Cooper. It's a one lifetime thing to go and do something like that.
So it was a bucket
list
thing for you to do.
Hey, you can say for the rest of your life, I did that.
Did you get an autograph after the fight?
I'm actually getting a Queensland Reds jersey sent up to me.
I love it. It's all worth it, Jack, in the end. Get knocked out by Quade Cooper if you get that signed jersey.
Just did it for that reason alone. And Jack, you've announced your retirement from boxing, mate, 3 fights in.
I've been thinking about it. Okay. I'm going to have the rest of the year off, but...
Jack...
I might come back.
I've got a proposal for you.
Don't say fight
If you want to come down to the Central Coast, I can organise it. You fighting Gaundy. Yep. It'll make you feel a bit better about yourself. Get a win under your belt, you know?
It's a guaranteed win, Jack.
That would be good to watch.
Yeah,
so it's a yes?
No, he's scared. He's too scared.
Oh, as if he's scared to hurt you.
No, he's scared.
He's scared to hurt you.
That's what I hear out of that, Jack.
I'll take anyone on.
Anyone on.
He just took on Quade Cooper as if he's not going to take on the Doughboy from the Central Coast.
A couple of Doughboys going at it.
That would be your boxing name. I'd like
Daniel
that.
Doughboy Gaunt. It'd be great.
People would get behind you.
All right, Jack, so you're a tradie, mate, so back to work for you and for the rest of this year.
Yeah, I'm currently at the job site right now.
Look at that. From a Friday night fight, pre-Green Mundine.
He's backing it up.
Back on the trade site. That's what we love about you, Jack.
We love you, Jack.
Great to have you on the show, mate. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Jack McInnes took on Quade Cooper on Friday night.
What an Aussie legend.
What a legend.
He should go in the mix next year for... unofficial Australian of the Year.
Put him down.
I'll put him down.
Put him down. Nice work, Jack.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I'm finally not outnumbered for once. It's normally me and two ladies in here, but finally...
Normally it's estrogen central.
Isn't it? Finally on the Bree and Gaunzi show, we have some fellas in the house. From the Sydney Swans. That is old school. Where do you get that from, Rach? YouTube. Like from the 60s. The theme song from the Swans. Callum Sinclair, Dane Rampey, and Jack Mayborn in the studio with us this morning.
Welcome, boys.
Morning, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, no worries. You've been on the coast, the last day or so? What's going down since you've been here?
Yeah, so we're just around the Central Coast. The AFL every year do a community camp. So every team goes out to rural and remote communities around Australia just to promote, pump up AFL, visit some schools, hospitals, daycare centres.
You did that yesterday, right?
Radio stations.
Radio stations.
Well, radio stations, that'll have you.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
a bit of a stab at a different radio station. Not us. We love you here on the coast.
Another one here. But you had a few of those, that sort of stuff yesterday, right? Shelley Beach Golf Club, there was an event there last night, but you were saying that you were getting around the coast to some of the schools yesterday. Any schools you can...
We had a fun little assembly yesterday, but unfortunately we got there about 3 o'clock and school finishes at about 3:20, so not many of the kids were too interested in actually having a yarn to us, so We were clutching at straws there for a bit, but I think we all went to a kindergarten in the afternoon and just played a bit of Duck Duck Goose for an hour and a half, actually. So
we try to
pump up the sport, but
Duck Duck Goose.
That's when I played Duck Duck Goose.
Easy work for you guys. Any standouts in the Duck Duck Goose game within the
showing
team?
Good form?
Yeah.
Actually, in our kindergartens, we didn't play that. We didn't think of it. So,
hey, that's how you entertain the kids.
Yeah, you win them over,
guys. Duck Duck Goose time. It's just let's kill some time here.
Hey guys, big time for the AFL. The inclusion of the female game in the professional sport. How do you guys think that's going to change the landscape of AFL within the country?
Well, obviously, the weekend I think they surpassed like 50,000,
which is crazy.
Yeah, it's a great crowd, great first week, and I think it's just a win for the AFL and women in sport in general. So, you know, hopefully that just keeps gaining momentum. I think the reaction to it and the momentum it's been gaining the last week, especially, has been probably more than I would have thought. So,
do you think it goes to show how much the country of Australia is hungry for more AFL?
Yeah, well, not only AFL. I think just seeing women in the big league getting some really good exposure. They are super talented, and that's probably the one thing I noticed. Probably caught me a little off guard, to be honest.
Pretty full on, doesn't it?
It was pretty. I think I just saw on the TV out there. There's been three suspensions already in the first week.
Yeah, girls.
And they said that.
So
they're
cracking in hard, and you know, hats off to them. But you know, if there's one organisation that I'd back to do really well, it's the AFL, and I think they're going to really take it good places, so fingers
They've
crossed.
They've really done great things with it. The time that they're promoting it, the time that it's on, and in the lead up to the men's AFL, I think they've really done great things.
Yeah, because the grand final happens just before the men's season kicks off, and that'll expand over the years as well. And they've also expanded to girls' age groups here on the Central Coast. So if you're a young girl looking to play AFL footy, there's more chances to do that here on the coast.
Yeah, sign up for AusKick. Get your kids into it. We had Beck Beeson, who's a local girl. She played for Greater Western Sydney the weekend.
Swans,
amazing thing.
Swans, you had to get a team, but you can also sign up at play.afl to find your nearest club if you want to play AFL footy on the coast. How long are you guys on the coast for? When do you go back to...
Ladies find you?
We're finishing up tonight on our community camp. So we've got about 6 or 7 schools we're all visiting today. And then our last appearance, we're going to be doing like an AusKick style clinic at the Gosford League Club, is that correct, Sam?
Gosford Leagues Club.
So we're doing that. So get down there about 4 o'clock for a kick and a run around, and we'll have a yarn to you.
AusKick, fastest growing kids sport in the country at the moment. So if your kids are looking at something to get into, AusKick is a good one.
You can play it on Sundays. Boys, thanks for coming into the studio this morning. Gosford RSL this afternoon about 4 o'clock if you want to. Is that right?
Leagues Club,
sorry.
Even the boys could get it right. even Callum got it right.
Sam had a bit too many drinks at the Shirley Club last night.
I don't have that info, but I'll be at the RSL if you want to track us down there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
One of the biggest sporting events of the year is the Super Bowl, of course.
Especially for Americans.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, even if you're not into the Super Bowl, you still flick on, you know. If
the
you're not
halftime
into the,
show.
Exactly. You get that too. Anyway, an email went around the office yesterday by a guy that works here by the name of Chris Larper.
Which we've talked about him on our show before.
We've had him on our show before. This is what the email said. It said, "Hi all, please don't mention the Super Bowl score around me. I'm watching it tonight and don't want to ruin the game."
I read this email. The first thing I thought was, well, he's asking for it.
Big time. I believe you can't go all day without finding out the score of
impossible.
Such a big event. Like, the lengths that you would have to go to would be impossible. It would be impossible not to hear that score.
He's in this morning.
He's here with
Chris,
us this morning.
How did you think you were going to not see the score for the whole day?
It was optimistic, to say the least.
You work in social media. You have to be on Facebook.
Yeah, I of all days that I had to turn off, it was pretty tough, but I managed to do it. Gaunzi tried to get me a couple of times.
So as soon as I saw that email, Brie, I went, oh, this is too good. I waited till the end of the Super Bowl game and I thought, I've got to call Larper. And I've got to see if there's any chance I can slip the score in there. And I tell you what, on the first phone call, because there was three.
Sure, I hung up on you.
It didn't last very long. Have a listen.
Hello.
Larper, what's happening?
Just out of a meeting on my way back to the office.
Okay, cool.
What's up?
Mate, Super Bowl.
Shut up.
Unbelievable.
Good from you, Lapa.
Just a straight away hang up.
Our friendship was coming close to an end already.
He was
so annoyed if I was you.
He was giving me nothing. I thought, I've got to call him back and try again. And this time I thought, Bree, how can I make some money out of it? You know, I have something that he doesn't, you know what I mean? I was going to say to him,
I get you.
What is it going to cost?
What are you going to pay me not to tell
exactly.
you?
Exactly. And to see if I could get, because I could do anything to get that score to him. And he wasn't even willing to part ways with any cash.
How are you avoiding it all day? It's everywhere. It's impossible to avoid the score.
I've avoided it this far.
Look.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
Don't, if you ruin this for me, I'll be very upset. I'm going to hang up the phone, Gordy.
Mate, all I'm saying is...
I don't want to hear
it. I won't. No, just listen. One of the greatest Super Bowls of all time. So what? What's the cost? Like, how much are you willing to pay to not know the score?
Mate, I'm hanging up.
Because if you hang up, I'll do all I can to get that score to you. And he hung up.
Drop the mic. Do you think give?
So I'm thinking, mate, that's it. If you're not willing to pay me any cash, I'm going to call and just drop the score right
now. Just say it. You're being such a sissy. I'd call and go, the score's such and such and such and such.
I was feeling bad for him because I've been in that position where I wanted to watch a game so bad, and if someone wrecked it for me, I'd be a...
I hope this phone calls you saying the score.
See, I think I like Gaundy more than you now.
Hey, I just commit to the prank. Commit.
I got to... Well, you're going to be let down.
Oh.
Oh, let's just finish it here. Thanks for coming in, Lapa.
No, you could have played it to me and I could have, you know.
Oh, yeah, here's the thing. I was trying to... I felt bad. My conscience got the better of me. Have a listen.
Yes, Gordy.
Who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, good question.
Do you have a team?
Yeah, they're not in the Super Bowl, though.
But you just love the NFL.
I'm a Lions fan. Yeah,
just a fan of the football. I'm going to
watch it with a couple of mates,
Starbo,
so probably ruin it if someone tells me the score, you know. It takes all the hype out of it.
It's just too tempting. The email that you sent out is just too tempting. So, who do you want to win? Who are you going for?
Anyone but the Patriots.
Anyone but the Patriots.
To win. Yeah, I don't want Brady to get the satisfaction.
Oh, man.
I'm feeling confident about my choice, too. If you ruin this for me, Gordy,
your
friendship is immediately over.
It's come to that.
What
if I didn't tell you what team? I just told you how close it was.
No, because then
you don't have to waste your time if it's a blowout.
Yeah, but no, mate, you want to see the whole game. You want to be enjoying it.
It's close.
I'll work it out if it's a blowout.
It's close.
All right.
It's very close.
Thanks, mate.
So, just to let you know that Tom Brady does or doesn't.
I couldn't bring myself to do it. He talked me out of it. I felt bad. If I'd told him, I would have been the biggest jerk in the world.
And I'll tell you what, mate, you made my night last night. It was a good game to watch.
The Patriots won, yes. They did get what you wanted in the end.
You just said anyone but the Patriots.
Yeah, but at least I had the satisfaction of watching a thrilling game.
But did you, because when I said Tom Brady at the end of that call, did you go into that game thinking he's bloody won it?
To be honest, it wasn't that. It was when Jamie did the 4 o'clock news.
Oh, in the afternoon.
I was having a chat to someone and I went, oh no, Super Bowl,
and
tried to tune out.
Like an actual child.
It was.
Fingers in the ears. La, 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 la.
And you like to pretend that you didn't hear it. You go, no, I heard it wrong. I heard it wrong. It can't be right. That's not it.
I heard Tom Brady and the Patriots, and I was hoping
that they said they lost.
Yeah, I was hoping that's what I wanted.
Can I just say, I know how you feel, because I saw the result of MKR last night and I'm devastated about it.
Oh, please.
Biggest score in MKR history and I'm not even going to get to see it.
They compare, yeah.
I've already seen the score. No, it's exactly the same.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
A while back we talked about on our show, remember that when that Instagram page, that it was like a foot fetish Instagram page, and they messaged me and they wanted to use a picture that I'd posted on my Instagram?
Where did they get the picture of your foot in the first place?
I'd posted a picture of my brother's foot and my foot next to each other because we have twin feet.
Yes.
And I'd posted it as like, you know, something funny, and they asked me if they could use that picture on their Instagram.
Yeah, okay. And they've been back in touch, have they?
No. A different page has now messaged me asking to use my feet photos. Recently, I posted a picture of my feet wearing Birkenstocks because I'm rocking the Birkenstocks lately.
Yep.
And I get this message from this account on Instagram, pretty_feet2. Hi there. I saw your post on Instagram. Are those your feet in the Birkenstock pictures? If so, I was wondering if you'd like to do a few pictures for my page, which features pictures of people wearing footwear, just foot pics, and feet wearing Birkenstocks. Would love to have your feet a part of my page. Let me know.
No.
Am I missing something? Do I have really good-looking feet or what?
No, you don't.
I've always said I've got the ugliest feet ever.
You've got, we've talked about it before. You've got the ET toe next to the big toe, which looks like the ET finger.
It's like a hook toe.
Yeah, it's like the ET finger
toe. It's hideous.
But can you just stop for a second and just imagine the things that these people have done while looking at pictures of your feet.
Oh.
I mean, if they're, no, listen, if they're.
That's true, though,
If they're some sick, what's their name again? _ what?
It's Pretty Feet.
Pretty Feet? Oh, please. Please. So. Pretty Feet.
Pretty Feet 2.
Think you're, because one was taken.
Yeah. That one was already used.
So, I mean, these are people who obviously have a bit of a thing for feet. Can just imagine what has been done to that picture of your foot.
It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, they would have obsessed over it.
Why else would there be a whole Instagram of people wearing footwear? Just
exactly.
Normal. What else would they be using it for?
I can't cop it.
Can you think of any ideas of why that Instagram would be started? That's the only reason.
It's a foot fetish thing. You should totally do some work with.
I mean, I was going to say, if I get paid for it,
you should totally
then ET toe away, everyone.
What would be the cost?
Lap it up.
What would it take? How much would you take for a foot job? A foot modelling job.
A foot modelling job?
A foot job.
If people want the ET toe.
Yes.
Because I've worn shoes that are too small for me, obviously, growing up, and that's why it kind of hooks that way.
Yeah.
If people want to see the ET toe,
How much?
$50.
50? Oh, that's small time.
It's not a picture of my face. It's pretty identifiable, that toe, isn't it?
No, 50's good. It's a good place to start.
If you'd like picture of my ET toe, $50. Going once?
Would you let them lick between the toes? Hey, they're the ones with the sick fetish, not me.
Oh, come on.
I don't have the sick fetish.
That's
here.
At least $100.
Rach, can you test it? Can you just lick between?
No, I would not make her do that.
You guys are prudes.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In the lead up to Valentine's Day is this.
Bree and Gaunzi's Cupid's Hotline. Spoil your Valentine with 20% off all Thomas Sabo only at Sea Spray Jewellery.
Yeah, the guys at Sea Spray Jewellery in your minor, they've hooked us up with $500.
You know who we should follow up with is the proposal from last year to see how that went down, because they came on board. They came on board last year, right? Sea Spray
Jewelry provided the ring for Holly, who proposed to her longtime boyfriend.
The engagement rings.
So that was awesome.
We'll follow up with those guys, but this is your chance to get $500 to spend there. Sea Spray Jewelry in the lead up to Valentine's Day. You can buy a ring. You can buy a whole bunch of nice stuff there, gift ideas and whatnot through Sea Spray.
Earrings, necklaces, whatever you want to buy.
We're just trying to spread the love, basically. We've set up a love line, Cupid's love line, and the number is 0427 188 770.
People are calling through right now, but you need to call this number, 0427 188 770.
We're getting some great stuff, Bree. Have you heard some of the voicemails?
Some voicemails? Oh, what have we got?
We're getting some good ones. We want you to leave messages for your loved one for Valentine's Day.
Get creative. The best one's going to win $500.
Maybe just do what this guy did.
I want to kiss you all over and over and again. I want to kiss you all over. Dun, dun, dun. To the night closes in. To the night closes in.
Even got the high notes in there.
We'll That's take made that. My whole morning.
We take those voicemails as well. I he could love win himself. That. He could win himself $500.
That guy right there. He's probably doing it as a joke.
Yes,
but that could win $500.
We love the fun. We embrace the fun on this show.
If you want to get creative, do whatever you want to do.
Spoil your Valentine with 20% off all Thomas Sabo only at Sea Spray Jewelry. And a big thanks to those guys for coming on board that. We've got a post on our Facebook page if you want to see that phone number
again. And you
again.
Can find that number, yeah.
Hey, just before we get out of here, we've had a few calls in the last 10 minutes through to the studio line. And
some traffic updates, Gaundy.
We need to cross to Lee right now. Morning, Lee. You've got morning, something Lee. Serious for us.
Morning.
Morning. What's happening on the roads, Lee?
I'm heading to Erina from my place, and there is a big brown cow on the side of the road.
Did you say a big brown cow?
Blocking
so
the road.
I had to look twice, and it's alive. It's walking on
that's
the
good.
Side of the road.
That's good news.
I know. I know. But it is walking on the side of the road where push bike riders should be.
Oh, so it's in the bike lane.
It doesn't like bike yep. riders.
Is it wearing a helmet? For safety first.
Using it in the correct way.
Using it in the
yep.
Oh, way to go, cow.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Using it in the correct way.
I speak.
There was no swerving necessary. He was very, very nice, and he stayed good. Where he should have been.
I'm glad well he's done. Following the road rules. I actually speak cow.
I reckon bike riders should take a little leaf out of this cow's book.
Taking a stab at the bike riders.
Sorry to all those bike riders.
Oh, that's all right. Hilarious.
All right. Well, and so what do we do about moving this cow? Is it it's just escapes.
Cow. Do you want me to? Do you want me to tell the cow to get off the road?
Well, I was just letting everyone else know because I thought it was a great start to the morning. It was hilarious.
This is how we used to call the cows.
Because Bree's a woman of the land. She's from the farm. So she actually, I know you think she's joking, but she actually, this is how they would speak to the cows.
This is how we talk to the cows yeah. back in Stairthorpe.
If I had a spare saddle, I'd lend it to you.
Come on.
Is that for real?
Come on.
Is that real?
That's how we'd call
is
the
that
cows.
How you call the cows?
And they'd come and we'd push the hay bales off the back of the ute.
Yeah, right. Jeez, things do get weird on the farm.
Hey, what? That wasn't even half of it.
Oh.
You should have seen back in the day, Gordy.
No wonder the farmer doesn't wife. They never work out.
You know what?
Because they get to the farm and things get weird.
When we used to run ahead of cattle, my dad, I would have been 7 years old, he used to catch the calves and then he'd sit me on the calf and I'd have to hold on for as long as I could.
That's how old were you?
Seven.
It was child abuse.
And I hit my head, obviously, and then look what happened.
You turned into a cow.
Oh, come on.
Oh, well, you spent enough time with him.
Hey, well, I do speak fluent cow.
Catch you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See ya.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.